Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Music for today's episode comes from Uno Vesci's new CD, Oslov. Episode 37 features one of the participants of the Harp Column 30-Day Practice Challenge and author of the Sounding Board article for the March-April 2018 issue of Harp Column, Rachel Lee Hall. To get things started, I'll have Rachel introduce herself.
My name is Rachel Lee Hall, and I recently graduated this last spring from the Cleveland Institute of Music with my master's degree, and I studied harp performance there with Yolanda Condonassis. Currently, I'm residing in my hometown, Roanoke, Virginia, and I'm doing some private teaching there. And I also do a good bit of traveling for performances. I'm one of the newest roster members of Astral Artists based in Philadelphia.
I really like your writing style. I'm curious about whether or not you've done much of this kind of writing before, because I often find that people that are right out of school are very academic writers, but I loved the way your article flowed. So have you done much writing in the past?
I love writing. Yeah, I journal a lot. I've done a lot of blogging and things like that. This is probably my first published article.
Rachel's article, Resolutions in Rota, focuses around her experience participating in this year's Harp Column 30-Day Practice Challenge. For those not in the know, this challenge asked participants to choose a new piece of music and dedicate no less than 20 minutes every day to work on that piece for 30 days straight. And at the end of it all, to perform this new piece for an audience. This is our second year hosting the 30-Day Challenge, and we couldn't be more excited with the many ways all of you engaged with us through social media, especially those of you who chose to post daily videos through Instagram. We are thrilled by the community we're all a part of, and want to thank you all for participating in the challenge. Rachel was one of those brave souls who posted not only daily videos, but also chose to perform live on our Facebook page at the end of those 30 days. The piece she chose was the Sarabande Intricata by Nino Rota, a tricky little piece that carries great benefit for those willing to dive in. Not satisfied with only 30 days, Rachel's currently working her way through a 100-day practice challenge. So you're in the middle of your 100-day challenge. What day are you on right now?
Oh, I think today is 73.
Awesome. Yeah. Super cool.
3/4 of the way done, so.
Woo! How's it going so far?
I'm great. Yeah, you know, every day presents new challenges. Sometimes it's really hard to get in a practice session. But, you know, some days I practice a lot and some days just a little bit. But, you know, it's doable.
I want to ask you, why Instagram?
Why Instagram? Well, I found Instagram to be a wonderful community. They seem a lot more supportive for some reason than other social medias. And it's just really easy to use. And it's really easy to share your music with people and get instant feedback. And I really love that. It's a really fun community to be part of, especially I think the harp community on Instagram is really fun, really supportive. They sort of build on each other's ideas, and it's really easy to build community that way. I love it.
I find that a lot of people have trouble putting out content, videos, because it can be kind of a really challenging thing to do, to put out something that you are proud of. As musicians, we're so naturally self-critical. Yeah. So I want to know how you stay sane while you do it. Do you do like a limited number of takes, and whatever the best one is, that's what you put out? Or what's your process for putting out these videos?
Yeah, well, going back to what you said before, I completely agree. I feel like my personality, just because I'm a musician, is to make things perfect before I present it to anyone, you know, and that manifests itself in every area of my life. Like I can't ever try new things. Well, I do. I push myself to do this. But it's hard for me to try new things in front of people because I'm so used to practicing and perfecting in the practice room. And I think that might be true for other people than just me as well. But yeah, so I did find that the challenge made me feel very vulnerable, especially at first. And it really pushed me to feel a little bit more self-confident through that vulnerability. You know, vulnerability can be liberating if you sort of embrace it a little bit. So yeah, you know, Instagram is also great because they only allow 1 minute videos. So usually in a practice session, you can get a 1 minute take of something or less, you know, 40 seconds of something that you can be proud of. And so I really appreciate that, you know, I didn't have to make a 5 minute video every day, you know, 40 seconds of something that I worked hard on that I could be proud of is doable. As far as the takes, yeah, you know, a lot of times I'll just get it all done in one take. I think my limit is 3, you know, if I can't do something in 3 takes, then I probably should practice it more before I try to present it.
Rachel mentioned in her introduction that she's recently been appointed as a new artist with the Astral Management Company, based out of Philadelphia. For those of you who don't know about Astral, it's a stepping stone management company that aims to take musicians who have recently graduated and help guide them into the careers that they desire. My husband, Danelle, is an Astral artist, along with the other members of his saxophone quartet, Project Fusion. So I have seen firsthand the power that these connections can bring. Other harpists who have held a position with this company include current Astral artist Emily Levine and former Astral artist Bridget Kibbe. Astral holds auditions once a year and provides performance and development opportunities for their musicians in and out of the Philadelphia area. How's your experience been with Astral so far?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Yeah, they're such a great mentorship program. They work really closely on such a personal level with each musician to help them reach their goals as soloists or chamber musicians. I'm a new member, so I've just been on board with them since October. And then in October, they sort of introduced all of the newest members at the Kimmel Center, so I was able to perform there with the other new members. So that was a wonderful experience. I also do a lot of performing in and around Philadelphia for various private house concert type venues. We also do a lot of community engagement, so I work with schools, which is really fun. We also do concerts at retirement communities and other places throughout Philadelphia.
Super cool. My husband's told me about some of the crazy places that they send you guys for the community engagements, like halfway houses and like prisons even. Like it's, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, but it's totally a different kind of performance experience that they're giving to young musicians, especially coming out of conservatory. Like, right. I think it's amazing.
To have so many different experiences with different kinds of people, different musical education levels too, to be able to know how to speak in a way that everyone can understand and appreciate what you're playing for them. And so I've been really enjoying that aspect a lot.
Have you seen Harp Column on social media or clicked through to a news story on our website? Maybe you've listened to Harp Column podcast or gotten one of our email newsletters. However you interact with Harp Column, we want to make sure you're getting the very best of what we have to offer, which is the magazine we began publishing 25 years ago. That's right, 2018 marks the 25th anniversary of Harp Column magazine, and Harp Column is still bringing practical news to practical harpists around the world 6 times a year, and now also in digital format. Did you know that Harp Column magazine supports all of our other projects? That's why we could really use your help. Subscribe to Harp Column magazine today so that we can continue bringing all of the HARP news and updates you've come to expect from us. Just go to www.harpcolumn.com and sign up today, and you'll receive our May issue in your mailbox. We know you won't want to miss an issue. Rachel mentioned something in the last segment that I think is worth focusing on, Eurythmics. I had the opportunity to take a few Eurythmics classes in my youth at summer camps, but haven't had much experience since then. I've been searching for ways to instill internal rhythm in my young students for a long time now, and it wasn't until I spoke with Rachel that this finally clicked into place for me. If you haven't ever heard of Eurythmics, or need a refresher on what exactly it is, you're in luck. Rachel is a certified Eurythmics instructor and was happy to share some of her wisdom.
So, Eurythmics is the study of music through movement, and specifically rhythm. So, we teach music with bare feet, and we study rhythmic vocabulary and all sorts of things through walking, stepping rhythms, skipping, using arm swings, and lots of things like that. And the idea is that if you can physically represent a rhythm with your body, then you will be able to more precisely play it on your instrument and understand it in the fullest sense. So that's sort of the philosophy behind Eurythmics. And practically, it works really well with kids. It works with anyone. Adults at CIM, they require 4 semesters for all of their undergraduate students of Eurythmics. So everybody at CIM pretty much does Eurythmics, and it's at a conservatory level. So they learn some really complex rhythms and cross rhythms, you know, the normal 2 against 3 we have to have down, but we do 2 against 3 against 4 against 5. So we learn some really complex stuff through Eurythmics, and it also includes like rhythmic dictations that can be 30 measures long and swing patterns which have to do with meter. So being able to recognize different meters and mix meters and remember lots of different meters at a time. So that's the adult side of Eurythmics. But for little kids, it works really well. It's just amazing to see how moving can help them understand music in such different ways, especially with the rhythmic vocabulary. With children, we don't tell them at first what a quarter note is or what an eighth note is. We call it walking notes and jogging notes. And so it just so happens that for, you know, the size of their little legs, those walking notes end up being quarter notes all the time, and jogging is always eighth notes. And so when you play these things on the piano, they're able to recognize, oh, that's jogging, because it fits perfectly with that movement. And so they're actually able to recognize from kindergarten what all of these notes are without actually even knowing the musical terms for them. Eurythmics is great for development for kids because, like, one of the things that schools mark as a huge development point, for example, is skipping. You know, if a child can skip, that's a developmental thing. And we actually use that as one of our vocabularies. The quarter eighth triplet is a skipping note. And so they can recognize that and learn how to skip using that specific vocabulary. So it's kind of fun. It's really amazing. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, it really is.
Bringing us back around to Rachel's experience participating in the HARP Column 30-Day Practice Challenge, I asked her to share with us a bigger picture of what she's taken away from the challenge as a whole, how it's helped her improve as a harpist, and what she learned through the process.
I learned quite a lot. Well, we were talking before about vulnerability, and that was one big thing I learned, that it's okay to feel vulnerable, and it's okay to maybe present something that's not quite perfect yet and get feedback that way. I learned about community you know, communities are great for accountability and motivation. Some days I just really do not feel motivated to practice. And, you know, having that commitment and the community behind me supporting me through that was really wonderful. So I think it's important to have that accountability. Probably the biggest way that I improved, or the biggest thing that I learned, was how valuable recording yourself is. And I really learned so much just by watching myself from different angles than I'm used to, sort of analyzing my technique in a new way, hearing myself in a new way. And, you know, there was a lot that I started working on that I didn't even know I needed to work on. And there was also a lot that I sort of felt less confident about before I started recording myself. And it ended up, you know, after I saw some videos, I felt more confident about those things. So yeah, it's really great.
I feel like it takes a special kind of person to willingly tote around an 80-plus pound instrument on a daily basis. In my time creating this podcast, I have had the opportunity to meet and speak with many interesting and unique harpists in our community, and Rachel is no exception. She said one thing at the end of our conversation, during a tangent about harp carts, that was so purely bizarre harpist that I just had to include it. What's the strangest thing you've ever had the desire to do with your harp? Wheel your harp into crashing waves? Play atop a skyscraper? Some desires can't be explained. Here is Rachel's.
It's my goal to take my harp up the Rocky Steps one day. I'd really like to do that.
That's it for our 37th episode. Many thanks to Rachel Lee Hall for speaking with us today. If you'd like to see more from Rachel and follow her as she finishes the final quarter of her 100-day practice challenge, you can visit her website at www.rachelleehall.com or follow her on Instagram at Rachel Lee Hall. Music for today's episode comes from harpist and composer Uno Vesci's new CD, Oslov, reviewed by Allison Young in the March-April 2018 issue of Harp Column. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to past issues as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and to close things out today, Rachel was kind enough to send a recording of herself playing the Rota Toccata from the Sarabande and Toccata that she prepared for the 30-day practice challenge. Thanks, Rachel. And until next time, we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.